Dean and Raj mornings.
That is not great.
It sucks.
The Eagle, Houston's only classic rock.
Birthday scam time. I'm going to call this woman. Her husband put up a big, tall birdhouse in their yard, and he thought it'd be fun if we called her, and we're a neighbor who doesn't like it.
They're new here. They don't understand the rules.
Hello?
Hi, is this Michelle?
This is.
Hey, Michelle, I haven't met you yet. I'm your neighbor in the back there. My name's Steve.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm calling because you guys have recently put up that huge birdhouse.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's large. It's that thing must be like 25 feet tall. And
yes, my husband built it. Isn't it pretty unique and awesome? We love it.
Yeah, I kind of have an issue with it. And I don't know if it's against the rules or not in the neighborhood to do this. Did you get permission to do that?
We read the book and there wasn't anything saying that we couldn't do it. So we figured it
was. I'm not sure that's right. And I do know some people on the board. Maybe I should ask them about that because I don't think that's right. I don't think you should be able to put that up. Plus, it's creating problems in my yard.
What's wrong with trying to attract nature? I mean, we just want to help feed the cardinals in the area and bring as many as we can.
You have a lot of birds that are going in there, and I'm getting a lot of bird poop on my side of the fence. I want you to probably maybe take it down.
I'm sorry. That's definitely not an option. My husband worked really hard to build that for me, and we love to sit and drink coffee and watch the birds, and it's a really fun part of our yard. I can't believe that you don't like it, actually.
Well, it's fun on your side. It's a nightmare on my side. I have a pool, and the diving board is right there on the other side of the fence. And so I'm out there with a hose. I got to hose the bird off my diving board.
Okay. I think you're being a little bit extreme. Naturally, birds poop. That's just what happens. So I'm sorry if you feel like there's too much going into your yard. Maybe you should build a privacy fence.
We have a fence, and the bird poop just falls over onto my side of the fence.
Well, make it higher. Make it higher then, because...
No, I'm not doing anything extra. It's not incumbent upon me to do extra stuff.
Well, I'm not taking on the fence, bro.
You have created the problem.
How'd you get my phone number, by the way?
Because I got it out of the neighborhood directory.
You could have nicely talked to me maybe over the fence or something like that. You're asking me to take down this beautiful, amazing birdhouse that my husband built. He worked really hard on it. And you want it to be taken down.
Birds are stupid. I don't want more birds.
I'll meet you at the meeting.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that you need to find another thing to bitch about because this is ridiculous.
You're a bird brain.
I don't have time for this right now.
And the other thing is, it casts a weird shadow across my pool. It's kind of
like. You've got to be joking me. You're worried about a shadow in your
pool. It looks like a big wiener. It's phallic.
I can't even with you right now.
It's got a big, long stick with a big round thing on the head.
Oh, my gosh. I know what the problem is. You're jealous because it's bigger than your own.
Michelle, I have a confession to make. This is not your neighbor.
What?
This is Dean and Raj doing the birthday scam on you. Bobby wanted us to call you.
Come on. You have to be joking. Are you serious?
Yes.
You guys, oh my gosh.
Because you're having a birthday.
I'm getting so mad about my birdhouse. You guys are crazy.
You can keep the birdhouse, and you have a happy birthday, okay?
I'm going to kill him. He did this to me.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.